And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 23rd of April, 2017. It's the birthday of Roy Orbison, 1936, born Vernon, Texas. Went to college, studied geology, but when his classmate Pat Boone signed a record deal, Roy Orbison decided to try that too. Moved to Memphis, formed a band, the Teen Kings, and his career took off in 1960 when he wrote and recorded the song Only the Lonely. One day, Roy Orbison asked his wife, Claudette, if she needed any money for her trip to Nashville, and Orbison's partner, Bill Deese, said, "Pretty woman never needs any money." And 40 minutes later, Roy Orbison had written, "Oh, Pretty Woman." And today is the day traditionally held to be the birthday of William Shakespeare in Stratford-upon-Avon in Warwickshire, England. His father, John, was a glove maker and an alderman. His mother, Mary Arden, was a landed heiress. Young William went to the local grammar school, learned Latin and Greek there, but grammar school was the extent of his formal education, which led to people assuming that he never could have written the plays. He never could have written so knowledgeably about history and politics and foreign countries on just a grammar school education. It is known that when he was 18, he married Anne Hathaway, who was older and who was pregnant. She was 26. She gave birth to a daughter, Judith, 6 months later. Shakespeare moved to London around 1588. It's thought he may have been on the run from deer poaching charges in Stratford. And he began his career as an actor and a playwright. By 1594, he was also a managing partner of the Lord Chamberlain's Men, a very popular theatrical troupe in London. In 1611, he retired to Stratford, made out his will, and died on or around his birthday in 1616, his body buried in the Church of the Holy Trinity in Stratford, under the epitaph, "Good friend, for Jesus' sake forbear to dig the dust, enclose it here. Blessed be the man who spares these stones, and cursed be he who moves my bones." Shakespeare, who wrote 38 plays, 154 sonnets, a couple of long narrative poems, created unforgettable characters, and, according to the Oxford English Dictionary, coined 3,000 new words and contributed many phrases to the English language. It was Shakespeare who gave us a fool's paradise, a sorry sight, dead as a doornail, Greek to me, come what may, eaten out of house and home, forever and a day, heart's content, slept a wink, love is blind, night owl, wild goose chase, and into thin air. Here's a poem for today by Margaret Hasse, Belongings. After being a student, then an hourly worker, I became a career girl and earned real money. I left behind a provisional furnished apartment with its stained curtains, butt-burned table, and Goodwill mattress I was never sure about. Alone, I bought a house with an attic, a basement, and a skirt of flowers. Freely, I spent on white paint, silver knobs for kitchen cabinets, and a sofa made of corduroy that wrinkled my face when I napped. A bureau with a display to worship photos and framed mottos, "If only one prayer, thank you, will suffice." Do I regret the down payment, fixtures, fittings, furniture, years of mortgage? Would I take anything back? No, I would not. I meant it all, every purchase, all the weight that encumbered and rooted me on this earth. Belongings by Margaret Hasse from Between Us, published by Noden Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.